This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When God created the heaven and the earth and put man in the garden of Eden, when he created man, he created Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, we are perpetually in his presence. What they call the presence of the Lord. You cannot raise sons without presence. You can't separate presence from sons. What they use to raise sons and what they use to preserve sons is presence. So, presence of God or presence of the Lord God was in the garden. There are things that made up presence. It was not only Adam that had presence of God. Even morning sons, according to Psalm 16, in his presence is the fullness of joy. In his presence are rivers of pleasures. Cherubims were made into presence. When they woke up into presence. And because in presence, when you find yourself in presence is joy. There are levels in presence, or there are measures of presence. All presence are not the same. When Jesus finished his obedience, when he went to the heaven, he didn't just went to heaven, he went into presence. Hebrew 9. John has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are figure of the true, but unto heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So Jesus is an habitual present dweller. Jesus is an habitual present dweller. Presence and immeasures. Realm of presence are world of eternity. A man can be near in presence, and a man can be far in presence. You can be in presence, but you are far. You can be in presence, but you are far. In presence are domains. In presence are domains. Gabriel said he stands in the presence, but there are four living creatures. Their own place in the presence is more nearer than cherubims. 24 elders are in presence, but the distance between cherubims and four living creatures are massive distance. They are not. When you see Book of Revelation and they said there is a rainbow and there is a sea of glass round about, they are talking about distances in presence. But Jesus was received to inner carcass of the presence. When you are in the presence, there are things that cannot stay in presence. When they describe Revelation 22, just those servants who have opportunity to come to the presence, they say they shall sorrow no more. Because you cannot have access. I'm talking about the least far presence. You can't be there. And you contain sorrow. So, in presence are domains. And they are still far. But there is inner caucus of presence. So, when you book of Revelation, you can see great multitude that says they stand before the throne of God. It's not before. That says they stood before the throne of God. It's a very massive distance. But Jesus, when he resurrected, after he has fulfilled his earthly sojourn, he went to heaven itself. They mean there are heavens, but there's heaven itself. I mean, there are places, when you get to first heaven from ascending, you find all places, they call all places of his dominion. Psalm 103. There are places of his dominion. Those places of his dominion in Psalm 103:22. Bless the Lord. All his works, these his works, are the least of angels. Who are angels that occupy, if you are ascending, that occupy the first heaven? In the first heaven are places. But it's not just in the heaven of angels that there are places. Also, in the heaven of the earth, there are also places there too. Heaven of angels, which is the first heaven, when you are going to heaven, when you get to heaven of heavens. The heaven of heaven, as Solomon described it, the day he was offering, he was dedicating the temple that he built. He said, the heaven and the heaven of heaven cannot contain thee. So heaven is not just one. Look at it. 1 Kings 8:27. But will the Lord indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens. Say that. Say the heaven and heaven of heavens. So there is the heaven. And there is heaven that have heavens. So the heaven that have heavens is the heaven that is heaven itself. Say heaven itself. Remove heavens from heaven of heavens. That heaven is the heaven itself. There is the heaven and there is heaven of heavens. That means heaven that have heavens. So the heavens are all heavens of angels. That's what I call heavens. But it's the heaven that is a host to heavens. Heaven of heavens. That means heaven that hosts heavens. So heaven that hosts heaven is called heaven itself. That means really, in this sense, that's the heaven itself. But he has other heavens on the inside. So if you want to get to God, before heavens of heaven, there are also the heaven in Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God indeed dwell on earth, behold, the heaven. So the heaven there is the heaven of the earth. You cannot arrive at the heaven himself until you pass through the heaven, heavens, and the heaven himself. The heaven. So I've read from Genesis 1:1. God created the heaven and the earth. So the earth has its own heaven. And I said, according to Psalm 104, and God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. So firmament is heaven. But it is not the firmament I'm talking about. There's the earth has its own heaven. They call that place the heaven. But after the heaven, there are heavens that heaven is hosting unto heaven itself. When it says something itself, I mean, that's the real one. Itself, the heaven itself. Now, he said, but unto heaven itself, not to appear in the presence of God. So he should have, just as God made heaven for angels and made heaven for the earth, God has his own heaven. God visit heaven that he made for angels. Or, from all things, render his way. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. So, it shows that from the beginning or before, God's throne was not in heavens. Where God's throne is the heaven that hosts the heavens. Or God's throne is in heaven itself. But at a time, God came to heavens to prepare his throne there. Or to come and set up the throne there. But really, that heaven we are not where the throne was. So the heaven itself was where original place that the throne is. So when they said they laid that sheet that is down. So the heaven, which is the heaven of the earth, the least of those heavens that are the angel are called all his works in all places of his dominion. So in that first heaven, when you are going in the first heaven, you will have places. So when you get to the first heaven, there are places there. Which is the heaven that is closest to the heaven of the earth. So the heaven that is closest to the heaven of the earth has places. And in those places are all his works, which are all dominion. So what are these works? Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 20 and 22. Which he raised in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. So he raised Jesus and set him at his own right hand. In the heavenly places. Where's the heavenly places? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. So that's where they set up Jesus at the right hand is in the heavens. That is far above. Jesus is not set up where principalities are. Jesus is not set up in the heaven that power, might, and dominion are. And even Jesus is not set up in the heaven where every name that is name are. Jesus is not set up. They didn't set up Jesus in the heaven of principality, power, might, and dominion. And so the heaven of power, might, and dominion is the first heaven when you are ascending. So it's the heavens. I'm talking about the heavens. So the first heavens of the heaven, which is first heaven. I say that heaven is nearest to our own heaven. In our own heaven, just as the first heaven of heavens, there are places which are occupied by principality, power, and might. Also in the heaven of the earth are also places. So the heaven of man is almost like the first heavens of the heaven. The heaven of the man, which is the earth, heaven of the earth, is almost like the first heaven of heavens. The first. Because in the first heaven of heaven, there are places. Likewise, man's heaven also have places. So the mention of those four beings that occupy the first heaven of heavens, with the principality, power, might, and dominion. When they fell and they casted them down to hell, and through treachery, they came to man and took over the heaven of the earth from man. They arranged themselves in the places of heaven of man. Ephesians chapter 6. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual, we can hear, in high places. So there are places. Those places are the heaven of the earth. It's not because they were cast down. He said, Satan said, we are cast out. So they put heaven of the earth, they call it high places. Which is the heaven of the earth. He also have places. So when God casted them out, they don't have access anymore to those heavens. Which even the least of the heaven of heavens, they don't have access to it again. So when Satan, too treacherously, too disobedient, too sin, deceived man to give up the least of the heaven of the earth, they arrange themselves on the heaven of the earth. But that heaven of the earth, that was where God used to come. He walked down there in the cool of the day to commune with man. When he said man, there was a presence. That was the place of God's presence on the earth. It was a center that God's presence was flowing down. Because I said there's a distance into presence. So the heaven, that have heavens and the heaven. So the heaven and the heavens are all subsets of heaven himself, which is the presence of God. So, where God's presence is traveling from, God's presence is traveling from heaven himself. So, God's presence travels from heaven himself into heaven, the third heaven, or if you come from the heaven itself, and God's presence, the first heaven, the second heaven, then when you get to the third heaven, there are heavenly places of angels. Then you move to the heaven of the earth. You also see places or high places. So when I told you that in presence are domains. So all those places, they have presence. And it's from that heaven that presence was deep upon the earth. All God's picture, we are enjoying measure of presence, even to the sea. David understood that. He said, why shall I run from thy presence? Psalm 139. Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I fly from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, the heaven and heaven of heavens. I think if I ascend up to the heaven, heaven is there. So he was saying that if I go up into heaven, that are there. If I make my bed in air, behold, that are there. They're trying to spend this pan, say this pan presence. The presence in the air is not the same thing in heaven itself. So the presence has panned. The span of presence, it differs. But something happened. Heaven himself traveled to all the heavens and came to her. Heaven himself traveled down because they wanted to come and collect the firstborn from her. So, it has never happened that the presence, the raw, will travel through heavens and travel to the heaven, bright places of the earth, and descend into air to go and receive Jesus. That showed us something that no matter what I've heard you bear, the presence can go far as deep into air. I receive you back. That's why I tell you something. I say, sons are raised with presence and preserved with presence. That was what Adam and Eve were under. They were under presence. Cain left presence. Because when you are in presence, he incubates you. He raises you. Even after Satan had been cast down, Satan still presents himself in presence. Although not the presence he used to enjoy, which was the presence of the third heaven. He presents himself in the high places of the heaven of the earth. Because I say, God's presence can also get there. I say, he traveled down. So where Satan, in time of Job, Job chapter 1, he said, when the sons of God present themselves, because you cannot separate presence and sons. What they use to raise sons is presence. There's a place of presence. Whenever you want to raise sons, there's no other place you can raise sons outside presence. When you raise sons outside presence, they will not be the kind of sons. When even the first sons of the morning he made, he raised them. When they woke up into presence. How much more the one is giving birth to, the one is producing this. So when sons of God came to, he said, at a certain day. So it shows that it's not every time people have access to presence. At a certain day, before the guys came, though it can be there, but you don't have access to it. It was Jesus that made presence not longer a thing that you need a certain day to access. Because he entered for us. He entered to heaven himself, even for the presence of God in that book of Hebrew. And from there, and when he had to appear in the presence of God for us, not for anything, for us. Why is it? It's for us. Why is there? It's for us. Gospel. Because it's there. You can receive those things continually because it's there. And begin to receive it, God. He can give perpetual supply, unending supply from presence to you. Because it's there, you are there. It's there for us. It's there for you. Say, Jesus is in the presence. Heaven himself for me. For you. It's not for himself. Because he has been there before. He left there to come here. And he went there. When he was going back, he went there as a man. When he was there as the word. So he became a man. So that there's a representation of man in the presence of God. And that every man has an appointment to appear in the presence. Not just in the presence of the earth. But the presence of God himself. So even when man was falling, so when sons of God, those sons of God were Genesis sons. whenever they present themselves, because in Genesis they say, are the sons of God. They were sons of God. Those sons of God, we are all Adams. Men that are living so, when they present themselves, that's why Book of Job, we are sons. But sons are different levels. When they present themselves, Satan himself presents himself. And when Satan presents, and God say, where are you coming from, Satan? But I told you, the presence of Satan presents himself is not the presence of heavens. And it's not the presence of heaven himself. It's the heaven of the earth. Yeah. But in that place, he presents himself in the highest point of that heaven. Because in that heaven, he has made sure that there are all his own fallen angels that occupy it. Yeah. Which was in Ephesians chapter 6. For we wrestle against flesh and blood, against reality, against power, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, oftentimes, you have to do a lot of prayer before you can sense the presence of God. There are now blockades. Like, what happened to Iran? What do they call that place? Strait of Hormuz. So, there are now Strait of Hormuz that occupy the heaven of the earth. So, you remember, Daniel prayed. So, one of the prince, that prince means he was coming from the third heaven. That way, that it was a cherubim that was coming. But when he got to the heaven of the earth, he met the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia is Satan. Because there's a prince of Persia, and the prince of Persia have kings of Persia. Kings of Persia are all principality, powers, and rule of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in that place. They are all kings. Because even the least of fallen demons are all kings. Kings are principality. By me, wisdom is principality. In order to get wisdom, get understanding. Wisdom is one. So he got all of them. So he was barricade. That you cannot go down. And there's nothing you could do. They have to send Michael. Because I told you, I said, in presence, there are different levels. They have to send Michael, which is one of the chief princes. Yeah. Chief princes mean, you know, you can be in a palace, but everybody can be a chief. But there are chief of chiefs. In fact, in Yoruba, they call them Otunoba, Osioba. They are chief, but these are high chiefs. So he said, one of the chief princes, one of the high ones, among the princes, they had to listen. You need to tell that when you are coming from high presence. So they had to release one of the high princes, chief of the princes. But the prince or king of Persia withstood me 120 days. But Lord Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. But this is an angel that was coming from the presence. But the presence he carries, the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood it. So that there are presence that can still be withstood, can be withstand. It's not just enough that I have access to a presence, but what kind of presence? Do you have a presence that can still be resisted and withstood? Every of human problem are born from rebel, falling presence beings. And you cannot treat what has happened to man. What you need the blessing of presence. From the least of human problem to the heart of human problem, because all those problems came from beings that are perpetrator of falling presence. The person that created this war, or the first man that left the presence of God and went to start this war, was Cain. He led with the wisdom of presence to go and start a city. When you see civilizations of the earth, and what power civilizations of the earth are born out of presence. When you see the system of the earth and what power them, they are presence. People go to doctor to go and look for solution. But what you are treating is not chalk white that can spoil it. Chalk can give you temporary relief, but it's designed, it can't bring for cure. It's relief. Because what happened to your body is not malaria. What happened to that body is a touch of falling presence. We are doctor, we take your symptom, but the root cause of it, nobody can see it. That is a mystery to them. Not only from the list of my problem, think of it. We are all born out of falling presence to the place of nature. Nature in men are presence. Satan does not need to live on your inside. But Satan thinks it's on your inside. He has his presence in with you. Satan is not omnipresence. It can't be everywhere. But Satan's presence is in every man. Jesus understood this clearly, that when Jokers said he's going to die, and Peter threw Jokers aside and rebuked him sharply, Jokers turned and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan. Peter must have said, wow, when did I become a Satan? That was the greatest shock of his life. He was not talking to Peter. He was talking to something that Peter does not know that was with him. So he was not Satan who has a being that was in Peter. He was his presence. Because they were being of presence. And they know how to live present with men. They cannot be everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Like David was saying, if I go to heaven himself, you are there. If I go to hell, there you are. It's not that God carries his throne there. But God have already started his presence there. God created air before he formed angels. Because you know that some angel will fall. And say, that's why I'm going to cast you there. And put his touch there. When you hear that in air, there's torment. When they say there's torment in air is not that there's one special fire. The torment in air is God's presence. What God used to torment evil spirit is his presence. He will tell me before his holy angel, before his presence, an holy angel. Of the wine of the wrath of God, who is poured without mixture unto the cup of his indignation, and it shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Just as presence is a blessing, presence can also be a pain. So when I go to air, your presence is there. Presence in air is not pleasure. Presence in his right hand is not the same thing as presence in air. It's a presence in his right hand that are pleasure. If there are presence that give pleasure, opposite of pleasure is pain. So if a presence can give pleasure, there's a presence that can give pain. So when God cast this evil spirit into air, to them, they thought that we are free. You know, we are free. We are not living here. We are living. But by the time they descended there, because that's why you know that. That's why they rose up. They came out of that place. They came out of that place. Oh, you know, this is how they are leaving heaven. They said, we don't mind. We are going here. By the time they left and they descended, they felt that as we would just be the leader of everybody here. Like somebody that, when they get there, they saw God's presence was waiting there for them. The way they say, where can I flee from your presence? Either the heights or the depth, you are there. So when they got there, they could not take it. They rose up out of it. And they planned their lot and did treachery among mankind so that they can take over the heaven of the earth. Because in that place, Satan used to walk down. Satan knew those terrain more. The presence in the air was strange to him. I don't know. All evil spirits don't know. They don't know the presence in hell. Because like principalities, powers, will of the darkness of this world, they were all from the list of the heavens of heavens. So they knew what it means. They have an idea and they have been there. We don't know how many forever and ever they were there. So they knew what's there and they can relate with it because they have related with heaven of their own heaven. And so when they came into the heaven of man, they knew what those things means. But they know that the more you go down, the presence of air is not like that. Jude was describing that. He said, the angel who kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have reserved in everlasting chain under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Wow. So what am I saying? I'm saying to us that there are things that is fighting mankind, our presence, nature, sin, habit. They are all different nature. And God's intention is to also give the blessing of presence. So where they sent forth the Son of God from, the Son of God was received into the presence of God. Now let's see Acts 3. For you to know that what Jesus is ministering to us. Give me from verse 18. But those things which God before has shown by the mouth of his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. So when Christ fulfilled this thing, he died. They raised him up and took it all to heaven himself, the presence of God. Okay, now look at it, verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sin may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come, for the presence of the Lord. Say times. You see that what will be coming from the presence of God is not one time. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. What's there? Look at the presence of the Lord. Look at it. And he shall send Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ will receive or enter into heaven himself to appear before the presence of God for us. So Jesus Christ entered there and appeared there. But the intention of God is not to keep Jesus forever there. The intention of God is that they should send Jesus. Jesus needs to receive something from the presence. And each time Jesus is called, he's sent him an apostle. Each time Jesus is sent, he's sending with things. There can never be remission of sin. Remission of sin means to delete every sin, to cleanse, to forgive sin, to remit sin. When they say that cancer is going under remission, that war, they shall send Jesus, repair and be covered, that your sin will be blotted out. Sin can never be blotted out. It's what is coming from present that can blot out sin. And if what can blot out sin is what is coming from the presence, every consequences of sin, because sin came, but sin came with its consequences. Sickness is a consequence of sin. Yes, poverty is a consequence of sin. Yes. They are all consequences of sin. It's going to have brought all of them. They are effect of sin on mankind. Yes. Barrenness is effect of sin. So if what can take care of sin is what is coming from presence of the Lord, it should have thought the more you enjoy times of refreshing in the presence of God, every effect and the cause of sin will also be blotted out in your life. Because without the presence, your sin cannot be forgiven you. Or your sin cannot be blotted out. Not that God forgive you again. God does not hold grudge against you. But to block up, because I said sin is what? It's a presence thing. They are always with me. Because they are a presence of fallen spirit nature, habit, lifestyle, and also its effect in your life as a disease, as a sickness, as pain, as different things. So nothing can address it. It will take a being that also comes from presence. And that is New Testament. New Testament is that heaven received Jesus to heaven himself and to the presence. And at a particular time, God is sending Jesus. And they are sending Jesus from the presence to come with time of refreshing from the presence of God. So one of the things that we have been enjoying in this church is refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And as they are dealing with your sin, they are not only dealing with your sin, they are also dealing with effect and the consequences that sin brought into your life. So think of anything you can think of that are consequences of sin. Effect of sin. The presence will not only bring forth cleansing, it will also deal with those things. I say we deal with those things.
Amen.
Then Psalm 23. Now render it this way. Thou prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. So, whenever table is prepared, preparation of table is letting down sheets. It's the delivery of sheets from heaven. In the presence. That means you need presence to counterfeit another presence. But one table is a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Because it's called the cup of blessing.
Yes, sir.
But the other enemy, there are limitations. So no matter what enemy has wrought or what enemy is doing, you just need to stay enough in the presence. You need to feast with the blessing of the presence. You need to stay and cause you. So Satan fight people that like to stay in presence. People that can sustain refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Satan fight them. Satan will use many things to fight you. But if you will find mercy, the ultimate purpose of the presence is to raise you to be a son. Because every son, from the least of son to the height of son, they are all entity of presence at different strength and different measure. Because they design presence to raise sons and presence to preserve sons. Whenever you leave the presence, you can be corrupted. Immediately Cain left the presence, he went to go and do his taunting. So long he was in the presence, though he was in the presence, say, sin lie at the door of your heart. Even when Cain killed Abel, he was in the presence.
Yes, sir.
God does not send you, but what you have will not make you comfortable. Because you cannot have your sin and be comfortable. Even when they cast the demon, they run out of the presence. That's why every time you do works of the flesh, you don't feel like coming back to church. Even the presence of brethren. Every time you disobey God, you feel like Holy Ghost withdraw from you. It's your soul that withdrew. Because you see yourself as unworthy. That thing becomes a torment to your soul. You start feeling torment in your soul because you disobey. So they gave us Holy Ghost to train us in our journey of our soul back to presence. Holy Ghost was given to us to do in us, to midwife us and train us back to presence. When you are talking about presence, you are talking about faces. You are talking about the ministry of grace and peace. Those are ministry of presence. Those are things. When you come to presence, in the presence, that's where they minister grace. That's what God can give. He gives grace and peace. When you say, grace and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. They are telling you what is coming from the presence. And you're supposed to travel in the presence. John so much loved the presence that he wants to arrive at the place of the fullness of joy. Because in his presence, that will show him the path of life. Nobody can find path of life except the moving presence. It's the presence that are path of life. That's where they lay path of life. You cannot find the path of life outside the presence. They spoke about John. Say, John shall go before the face of him. Another name they call shewbread in NIV. They call shewbread. They call shewbread the bread of his presence. And where that bread is found is in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Exodus 25:13. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times. So as you eat this bread this day, you are eating the token of a being that is in the presence of the Lord. As you eat of this communion, you are eating is a token. No joker is there. You use this to connect him because he said, this is my body. As gift to you. This is my blood. He's already in the presence. So when he gives you this thing, he said, do this thing as an act of my remembrance. So when you are doing this day, know that you are using it to connect to the being in the presence. Don't do it religiously. Don't do it casually. As you partake of this table, I know for sure grace will be given for you. Yeah. Power will be released. I say power, we travel with these tokens. Yeah. They are memorial. Even things that you don't have answer to. I say, understanding will be given to you. Yeah. Nature, habits, lifestyle, loss. Sometimes some things that are with us are loss. Like Paul was crying in Romans chapter 7, I found another law in my members, warning against the law of my mind. That law, what he called law, it was a presence he has in his body. Warning against another law within me. I pray, sometimes some presence are laws that you are using. Laws in you. Law. The additional law. Law that you have inherited from your father. You are not there when those fallen spirits came to put their presence in the nature and they are transferred it like a cup. Transfer it over to the next 3-4-5 generation. I'm praying that you will discover secrets. As you part of this prayer, as you will find secrets to deal with those presence, evil presence on your inside in the name of Jesus. I read from the book of Jude. Jude is only one chapter. Verse 22 and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. And to present you. That's when they want to present you. And to present you faultless. Before the presence of his glory. Jesus has an assignment. Is to present you. Is to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. No, every time they mention presence, it must be with joy. Is that fullness of joy? Exceeding joy? To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now. When it comes to his presence, it's for now. Both now and ever. I'm praying that things you need to enjoy, desire of Jesus is to present you before the presence. I'm praying for you that things that offend presence What man meant to be offender or prince? I'm praying for you that you will receive blessing from presence and begin to deal with offenses. Holy Ghost just told me something now. Somebody has unusual body odor. Unusual body odor. That thing I've been with you for a while. You have used perfume, but you know that there is this unusual odor. Thank you, Jesus. The healing, they are bringing for healing right now, Jesus. This is a believer's meeting. Anything can happen under this atmosphere. When you come for a believer's meeting, anything can happen. Impossibility become possible. Because there's a power here. Thank you, Jesus. I command that right away, those chemicals, those secretions, yes, all those things that secret in the skin, all those secretions in the body that make you to have unusual smell, yes, it's a gland. I ask for repair right now. I said repair right now. Repair right now. In the name of Jesus. As you take this to him, he will start flushing things out of your body. Yeah. As you partake of this blood, I say things will flush out of your system. Yeah. Either it's natural cause, or it's a desire, or it's a dysfunctional thing. By the reason of this table, I say end has come to them today. Yeah. All that weird smell that your skin is coming out from, end has come today to date. I say end has come in the name of Jesus. As I was talking about the presence, Holy Ghost told me, Holy Ghost told me, he said, there are things that men see, make men to offend presence. You see, and that's why some people carry, sometimes some presence that people carry is disfavor. Favor. Some people, they can't find favor. They will just, they can't find, people don't show them favor. Because there's another presence around them. Heart are not tender towards them. People are not soft towards them. Other people not do, they will do less. They will enjoy favor. Before they do something, people are eager to help them. But some people, they don't have like that. I say this day, I ask and I pray for you. Things that make it offense. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. I say, hey, change the name of Jesus. Amen. I say, change the name of Jesus. Amen. I say, begin to enjoy favor. Amen. I say, favor. Amen. Favor before God. Amen. Favor before God. Amen. Favor before God. Amen. Favor before man. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. They talk about Joseph. Even in prison, when he was in shackle, the Bible said the head of the prisoner, he said he find favor with him. I'm praying for you. Everything that has caused that limitation against you, finding favor. Yes, 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 yes. Some business are not enjoying favor. I pray for you right now. Let time of favor move to you in the name of Jesus. Student, favor with your examiners. Yeah. Favor with your examiners. Yeah. Businessmen, favor with your businesses. Yeah. Those who are working, favor with your employer. Yeah. Wife, we have some women that are not finding favor with their husband. The way Esther finds favor before King Ahasuerus. I pray for you. One of the blessings they want to give to you in this meeting is favor. Some men, you are not finding favor with sister to marry you. What you need is not money, it's favor you need. For he that found a five, find a good thing and obtain favor. I pray for you. Let every young man that needs favor start finding favor right now. Yeah. Every lady that you want marriage, I declare favor in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. What Mary find was favor. Mary, that was highly favor. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I said be highly favored. Yeah. Thank you. You have been trying to get that job. You are trying to get that job. You are trying to get that job. Only God told me that. You have been applying for that job. You have not been able to get it. You have been trying to get that job. Yes. By this time next month, when we are coming for the next believers meeting next month, I declare in the name of God, enjoy favor. 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 In the name of Jesus. Some of you have received a letter. They want to send you out of your house. Somebody's there. You receive a letter to send you out of the house. And you have been trying to see the landlord, the agent. They are not agreeing. I just said a word for now. Right now, that favor, receive that favor right now. I said, receive that favor right now. Receive that favor right now. Receive that favor right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this is believers' meeting. When you come here, you come to receive blessing. You come to receive things to go for another 30 days of your life. And some of these things you are receiving, you will go with it for your lifetime on earth. Yeah. I say you will go with it for your lifetime on earth. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is ministering to you. I say, begin to enjoy favor. Yeah. Wife that are not finding favor with your husband, I say for now, begin to find favor with your husband. Yeah. Husband, don't find favor with your wife. Be to find favor with your wife. Yeah. Angel that bring babies, pregnancy. Angel that carry babies. I say, may your heart be positioned to receive your baby right now. Yeah. Let people rest upon you right now. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. That intimidation from demons around you. All those intimidation, demon intimidating you. Either through men or by evil spirit. I break the hold of those intimidations. I say enough is enough. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Blessing, 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 blessing bread, blessing wine, blessing, bless, 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 blessing cup, blessing cup, cup of blessing, blessing. Blessed bread, blessed bread, blessed wine, walking out blessings, castrating blessings, blessing upon blessing, walkings of blessings, blessed walkings, blessed arrangements, blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed provisions, bringing provisions, blessed openings, blessings, manners of blessings, diversities of manners, even in blessing, blessing bread, blessing wine, blessing drink, blessing cup, blessing the body, blessing the bodies, blessing bodies, blessing minds. Blessing souls. Blessing. Blessing. Take your blessing. Take the blessing. Take this blessing. Take blessing. Breathe blessing upon you. Put blessing within you. Breathe blessing upon you. Put wet blessing. Wet blessing. Oh, blessing. Blessing. Blessing bringing provisions. Blessing of provisions. Blessed bread. Blessed wine. Take my blessing, said the Spirit.
Staring! I am staring! I am staring!
Elena Makole Venezendolo Kavrina Nanduzastava Clirida Govena Kagalishendo Govananda Bravadus Bravada Gagusozan Gogagalura Gastava Shawela brought it deliverance. Brought it. Deliverance. Brought it. I delivered it. Delivered it. I've delivered it. Handed it over. I've handed it over. Brought it. Brought it down. Brought it down. It's down now. It's down now. It's here now. It's here now. It's with you now. It's with you now. It's here now. It's here now. It's here now. You take it with you. You take it with you. You take presence with you. You take presence with you. You take presence. Presence with you. Presence go before you. Presence with you. Take presence, presence, present with you. Take the presence, take presence, take presence. I brought it here, brought it here, I brought it here, brought it here. It goes before you, it walks ahead of you. You come into the workings of presence. You come into the blessedness of presence. You walk into what presence has prepared. Presence preparations. Presence preparations. Yeah, you see the preparations of the presence even ahead of you. Walk into it. Walk into the victory of presence. Walk into the victory even of presence. For you see, answers are here even in presence. Answers. 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 Answers are here. Answers are in presence. Take the answers. Take the blessing. Take the blessedness, even of presence, and rejoice in therein. Rejoice therein. Rejoice therein. Rejoice therein. Take presence and rejoice therein, said the Spirit of the Lord.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.